Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. Governor Phil Scott says a boost in the federal government's vaccine allocation means Vermont will see about 1,000 more doses weekly. Scott and other governors talked with the White House officials on Tuesday, and he says he was told more vaccines could be on the way soon if a shot by Johnson & Johnson is approved for emergency use later this week.
If they're approved, the first week we could expect about 2 million doses to be distributed, which will be split with the same per capita strategy as current vaccines. This would mean, again, about 2,000 more doses per week from Johnson & Johnson out of the gate for Vermont.
Scott says there are some questions about whether Johnson & Johnson will be able to maintain that high level of production initially, but he says the White House thinks the company will be able to make 20 million doses by the end of March. State officials are reporting new COVID-19 cases inside a correctional facility in St. Albans. The Department of Corrections says one staff member and nine incarcerated individuals have tested positive for the virus at the Northwest State Correctional Facility. The 10 cases were identified last week, and contact tracing has been completed, according to the department. The facility remains in full lockdown. In addition, last week, a staff member at the Northern State Correctional Facility in Newport also tested positive for COVID. Since March, a total of 275 incarcerated individuals, including those being held at Vermont facilities and out of state, have tested positive, as well as 66 staff members. A Superior Court judge has issued a temporary restraining order compelling the owner of a former UPS store in Newport to comply with the state's mask mandate. Judge Mary Miles Teachout granted the order Tuesday against the store and its owner, Mark DeSautel. In her ruling, Teachout said the public will suffer, quote, immediate and irreparable harm if the store continues to flout the state's requirement that employees wear masks. Attorney General T.J. Donovan filed a complaint against DeSautel last week. In a statement, his office says the store has continued to violate mask rules since the complaint was filed. A court hearing on the state's motion for a preliminary injunction is scheduled for March 5th. Eye on the sky for today, becoming mostly sunny south of Route 4 in the White Mountains. Periods of sun north today giving way to clouds. Chance of snow or valley rain showers north this afternoon, becoming likely west of the Green Mountains late in the day. Will be mild today temperature-wise, with highs in the upper 30s to low 40s ranging from north to south. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.